Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 19th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms chapters 82 to 89. Let's have our hearts set on a pilgrimage. Psalms 84 verses 5 to 7 reads like this. Blessed is a man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. Psalms 84 is a song of pilgrimage penned by the sons of Korah, whose duties included being gatekeepers of the temple. This psalm reveals an intense longing for God's house, the temple in Jerusalem. And this impulse for worship was so strong as to overcome any obstacle that may stand in the way of the pilgrim. God was there. And to worship Him, there ultimately was a height of all joy and blessings. There are five lessons that we can learn from the above verses that we have read. 1. God considers those people blessed who have learned the secret of putting their focus or trust in God. We are blessed or divine favored when our strength is to believe, obey, and suffer lies in God alone. This happens when the doctrines, precepts, and promises of God are deeply engraved upon our hearts and we are passionate in following God's ways during our life's journey. 2. God is not only their power source, but their hearts are set on a pilgrimage. Pilgrimages to the tabernacle were a grand feature of the Jewish life, and these blessed people had an earnest desire to make that journey even though they lived far off from the tabernacle. We need to realize that this earth is not our own. We are just passing through. We need to closely follow the footsteps of the fathers in faith who confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. 3. As these pilgrims pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring or well. The valley of Baca represents the valley of weeping, the testing, trial experiences in the life of a believer. These tragic experiences should create wells of testimony regarding the faithfulness of God. And these experiences may be used to bless others as we go through similar experiences. Let's always remember that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. 4. When we use our life's experiences to bless others, God will fill our wells of experience with His rain. God will pour His showers of blessings upon our efforts to glorify Him through our life's tragedies. God will help us overcome our tragic situations and help us to be more than conquerors. 5. We will go from strength to strength until we appear before God. At the end of all our valley experiences, we will appear before God in Mount Zion, the holy mountain of God. Even though weary from the demands of the journey, we will gather strength as we trudge along in God's ways and finally reach the wonderful presence of God. Let's set our heart on a pilgrimage today, knowing that our ultimate destination is the presence of God. Let us follow the example of the Old Testament saints who did exactly that, and we read in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 to 16. They died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. For truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.